spot on this week's countdown, where we find singer-songwriter Lindsay Webster. Now, we've heard her featured here and there, most notably perhaps on trumpeter Rick Braun's current CD. Well, now Lindsay and Rick are officially label mates as she brings her soulful musicianship to her new label home, Shaunakee Records, for her full-length label debut and third album overall, Back to Your Heart. The best aspects about the project lie in what's missing. This is a contemporary vocal album not weighed down by an all-star list of musicians. Saxophonist Kirk Whalum does drop by for a feature on one track. Outside of that, Webster and her backing band shine on an album of original tunes without a bunch of bells and whistles getting in the way. Cool and sensual vocals alongside great musical accompaniment, strong enough to stand on its own artistic merit. What a novel idea. Vocalist Lindsay Webster with her Shaunakee Records debut, Back to Your Heart, debuting in the number 5 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Trying hard to see the other side. No matter how I look, I just don't know how to show you the way back to your heart. You gotta give me a sign so I know where to start. Never knowing how much I should give or where to start. It's got me thinking this love.
The sound of that one there, vocalist Lindsay Webster. Her Shaunakee Records debut is called Back to Your Heart, making its debut here in the number 5 spot on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Bass?
Loving some Lindsay, man. I remember she came into the studio over the holidays, had the pleasure of meeting her and having her sing live. Great voice indeed. Thank you, brother. Well, Pittsburgh native and vibist Steve Nelson has shared the bandstand with so many greats over the years, from Grant Green to David Fathead Newman to James Spaulding and Kenny Barron, who subsequently happened to be his professors at Rutgers. Though many of his contemporaries have played in different genres out there, Steve has pretty much been locked into playing jazz since the tender age of 15. Now one of the elders of the Jazz Village, he is keeping the torch lit for all the world to see on a new release on High Note Records titled Brothers Under the Sun. Now, he writes 7 tunes on here for this recording date and is backed by Danny Grissett on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Lewis Nash doing work on drums, all whom he played with on the last recording of trumpeter Jeremy Pell. So yeah, their synergy was so strong, he decided to use them for his own recording. The playlist on here, amazing. It offers up some rich tones and some great melodies. Here is vibraphonist Steve Nelson with Brothers Under the Sun. It holds steady at number 4 this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. swing on. Brothers Under the Sun on the High Note recording label with his vibraphone is Steve Nelson. He's in the number four spot this week. LaRue.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, Bass. Now, don't forget, we've got even more ways for you to listen to the Countdown on demand. You can check us out on Stitcher Radio at Stitcher.com or on the Stitcher app for your iOS or Android device. You can also subscribe to the Countdown on iTunes, on Google Play Music, or download the podcast anytime at countdown.podomatic.com. The latest CD release from trumpeter and flugelhornist Rick Braun hit the shelves on February 24th of this year and first entered our Countdown back in early March and shot straight to the top of the pack within a week's time. There are multiple examples of artists reaching back into influences from their early exposure to music, a la music of the 70s, early jazz, funk, R&B, and such. By contrast, Braun made the decision to set this album apart by drawing on contemporary music. He wanted to push himself to explore the horn more deeply, and it's proven to be quite the collaborative effort in doing so, working alongside vocalist, songwriter, pianist, and producer John Stoddard. Stoddard and Braun wrote 5 of the 11 tracks that appear on this disc. Other special guests include Peter White, trumpeter Till Brohner, and vocalist slash label mate Lindsey Webster. It's the latest from Rick Braun, his 17th album overall. It's called Around the Horn. You'll find it on Shinnecke Records and in the number 3 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
Moving up two places to take the number three spot this week, trumpeter flugelhornist Rick Braun. His latest for the Shonicky label is called Around the Horn, and it comes in at number three this week here on our survey. Bass?
Well, brothers, she has 8 albums that debuted at number one on the Billboard charts. Not too many artists out there hold that distinctive honor, but vocalist Diana Krall does. Her latest album happens to be her 13th release, and it too holds that honor. It can be found on the Verve recording label. It is titled Turn Up the Quiet. Nice title. It marks her return to working with producer Tommy LaPuma, who unfortunately has now passed on. She chose 11 jazz standards to present on here, showcasing her favorite themes of love and hope. Tunes presented like Someone in Love, Tonight and Day, as well as Moonglow. Now, in her own words, Diana shares, quote, "Being in the company of some of my greatest friends in music allowed me to tell these stories just as I'd intended. Sometimes you just have to turn up the quiet to be heard a little better." End quote. Well, family, let's turn up the quiet right now with Diana Krall. She's in the number two spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
So lovely to have her back once again. Vocalist Diana Krall, the latest compact disc is called Turn Up the Quiet. And note this, she is currently on a world tour, which kicked off just last week, and it'll be running through October of this year. So check your local listings for that. Diana Krall in at number two. Go ahead and take us to the top.
Yes, sir, Brother Basin. Well, by now, you know the story of bassist and composer Nathan East. He's done so much across so many genres with so many musicians, and it's probably because he's never found a style of music he's frowned upon. Earlier this year, in an interview with Billboard magazine, to that very point, he said, when asked about any type of music he didn't want to play, he said, and I quote here, "I've never said, oh no, I can't play that kind of music. I'm an equal opportunity musician still out there trying to swing that bat," end of quote. His latest for Yamaha Entertainment Group continues in that same genre-crossing spirit found on his debut project a couple of years ago. Nathan's original material touches on jazz, pop, rock, and R&B, and there's a story and reason behind every song. Special guests on this musical family reunion, as Nathan calls it, include Phil Collins, Eric Clapton, Chuck Loeb, Hubert Laws, Yolanda Adams, and, of course, Philip Bailey, Verdeen White, and Ralph Johnson from Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's Nathan East right here with his latest for the Yamaha Entertainment Group. The album's called Reverence, and it's holding steady in that number one spot again this week, right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. simply an amazing project that continues to be the talk of 2017. Bassist, composer, arranger, he does it all. It's Nathan East. His latest for Yamaha Entertainment Group is called Reverence, still going strong in the number one spot on our survey.
Well, family, that puts a wrap on the countdown for this week. A reminder that you can download the TuneIn Radio app to your smartphone and search for Cool Jazz Countdown to give another listen to this and recent episodes of the Cool Jazz Countdown. You can also subscribe to the Cool Jazz Countdown on iTunes or download the podcast anytime at www.countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right. And don't forget, you can listen to this or other recent episodes of the Cool Jazz Countdown on demand on Stitcher Radio at Stitcher.com or on the Stitcher app for iPhone or Android devices. You can also subscribe to the Countdown on iTunes, on Google Play Music, or download the podcast anytime at Countdown.podomatic.com.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Tenshare Media and TVM Productions. Our show is mixed and edited by yours truly, the Bassman, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, follow me on Instagram at The Man With The Voice. This is Marcellus Shepard, the Bassman.
And this is Kyle LaRue thanking you, as always, for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.